To the campus of Minot State University. That's where News and Views has come to today. Rick Hedberg, athletic director for Minot State. They made the big jump to the Sun Conference. And before we get into that, I it's like something you can't avoid talking about. They had an incident that happened here at Minot State, and they had a student athlete that was on the team that no longer is on the team. Rick came on our show right away and addressed the issue. I have to tell you, Rick, you really handled that well. Instantly got out in front of it and just dealt with it as a university.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, obviously it wasn't real enjoyable to deal with, but we felt that it was definitely something that we had to get out in front of. There's certain things you don't do, and he had an altercation with the policeman, and so we're not going to put up with that.
Well, and here's the other part. No longer is the campus talking about whether or not there was some trouble. What they're talking about is a triple overtime win against Augustana. That's a good thing to segue to.
Yeah, it is. We're excited about that. You know, you look at certain milestones in our transition. This is our second year. You know, the Bison and Sioux have had those same milestones, and you know, to beat probably one of the four NCC schools was a big thing for us on Saturday night.
Were you always on board with moving to the Sun?
It was kind of a evolution, I guess. It wasn't something that you wake up one day and say, yeah, this is the right thing. But we had some consultants come in and look, and really how it progressed over the years. I mean, at one point, our DAC conference, the DAC 10, considered all schools going at once to Division II. And we had a meeting in Jamestown, and that wasn't something all schools wanted to do. They weren't on board with it. And after that, we
started looking. It comes down to facilities so many times.
Yep. A lot of times it's facilities, it's resources, as you know, and there's just a lot of disparity in any conference, most, you know, across the country. And I can see where some of the other schools it wasn't right for, but it was the right thing for Minot State University.
Okay. I mean, and the reason I brought up facilities is because you have them. You have a new football turf here. You're building new grandstands here. You, of course, have the Dome, which has been a showcase for all of North Dakota. The Milner Bison, have they left yet? Are they still in your town?
No, they're still celebrating.
Milner's still here somewhere. You know, but a lot of state basketball tournaments have been held here, and now with the new wellness center, I mean, you have pretty much what you need to succeed.
Yeah, you know, you can always do more, and there's some great facilities in our league when you look at the Mankato's and the St. Cloud's, Duluth, Augustana's, even a place like University of Sioux Falls. They have some great facilities, so we've got to continue to build that, and we're doing that. We're undergoing a project right now for a new press box with concessions, bathrooms, merchandise sales. We'll have some suites that we can lease out, and so that's exciting. That's an exciting project. We've got some things to do with the Dome. The Dome is 31 years old, and it still looks good, but when you dig down deep there, it needs some work.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, though, that your staff that keeps it up keeps it looking good.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah, I mean, it's to that point where you're going to end up having to weigh someday whether you keep fixing or you make a debate about, hey, we need another facility. That's going to come, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you always have to weigh those things. You put money into it. Do you continue to do that, or do you need to build new? So
I want to talk to you a little bit about this. You know, this is home country for you. I mean, partial to be athletic director at Minot State University. A lot of people see the success you've had here in this transition. You know, does it feel good to do it kind of in your backyard in spite of whoever your high school math teacher was? By the way, Kent Nonstead was my high school math teacher. But does it feel good to just succeed here at Minot State?
Well, it's great because there's just a lot of great people around here. And, it isn't, obviously it's been a lot of fun and we've had success. But, you try to surround yourself with a lot of great people. And I think we've got a great team and we've got a great leader in Dr. Fuller. I've been fortunate to work for some good presidents, and without a supportive president, an athletic program's not going to get there. You look at across our state, with the Bison. They've had some great support from their president, and same thing with us. Dr. Fuller's been very supportive, but it's exciting. It's a fun place to be. It's we're on the move. The flood really hurt us, and the oil has impacted us positively and negatively, and we're trying to turn that into a positive. But there's a lot of great things going on at Minot State.
Well, there's individuals you have that are out there promoting and supporting Minot State. Marv Semrau, the Vice President for Advancement, I got a chance to visit with yesterday. Teresa Loftusness with Marketing. And both of them at different times told me the same thing about your program, which is that if you get them here, if you can get that recruit on campus and they get to see what you have to offer, you get to keep them. That they usually say, okay, I'm in. I want to be part of this.
Yeah, yep, and that goes back to a lot of it is the facilities we have and the programs we have on campus and the people that they meet when they're here. And, take, for example, this past weekend, we had a couple kids from the eastern part of the state visiting on a basketball visit, and I can't name any names, but I think we got a great chance at landing those. And there is this east west. We have trouble getting kids from the eastern side of the state to come to Minot. But once they get here, we've got a great chance of getting them. And that's why we're excited to even have the state Class A basketball tournament this year. We haven't had that in Minot for 15 years.
Let them see the campus,
and especially our eastern side of the state, getting some of those kids to Minot. So we're excited about that.
Now, as far as the Sun Conference goes, your beating teams that somebody would have said, can you get there that quick? I understand that. But there's also kind of an upper echelon when it comes to that conference, the Duluths, for example, of the world. Do you have a timeline when you think, okay, we're going to be able to tangle with these guys someday?
Well, it probably varies from sport to sport.
Soccer, you already are.
Yeah, soccer, softball, we both qualified for the national tournament this past year, and I think we'll continue to compete well in those sports. And men's and women's basketball, we have competed very well. A sport like football obviously takes a lot of people, and you look at Duluth winning a couple national titles there within the last decade, and you look at a sport like volleyball where Concordia St. Paul's won 6 national championships in a row in Division II. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So there's certain sports where we're still a ways away, but we're going to continue to build that. I think we've got great coaches that work very hard and are committed to it. And like I said, we've got supportive administration with Marv and Dr. Fuller, and even somebody like Teresa with the marketing side. Building the excitement is a big deal.
Well, it's clear you belong. I mean, that's the upside. I mean, you could be sitting here at a point where after this transition, people around the community are saying, well, what the heck did we do this for? And it's clear you belong in the conference you're in. So, Rick, good job.